Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Lim here for another episode of Love and Hip Hop. I'm so excited because there's some love in the air, but we're going to talk about it. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
But she too busy dancing. If you guys don't know, that was our coax. Increase the headphone volume, but Trizzy's all caught up over here.
She's not helping me. Yeah, I'm asking you to turn it off.
My bad.
Thank you.
Unless they weren't sure, you know. That was,
you know,
that was what that meant.
I was trying to be subtle.
I let you know, Ting. I get a little
Trizzy's over here about to sweat.
I'm like, can you please look at me? She
was, you know, so how a little like, ting gets a little ting ting.
You look like you in Jamaica.
You know, I wish I was.
Looked like she was down with the cast, actually. Yeah, right. All wish, white party.
I wish I was.
She's rocking black, though.
She's channeling. Right, exactly.
Because you will die.
Because you will.
Like you got a
funeral. Your wig will get snatched.
Wig will get snatched.
Your $20 wig.
Oh, you know, I'm tired. Hey, she talks so fast. It's crazy.
I know. It's her voice is like really terrible. I think, you know what, if she put an A in her name in the treasure, like if she put the A back in there, because there's no A in treasure.
Oh.
You know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with her name. So if she put the A back in, maybe that would help. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Maybe.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Lim here. If I seem a little off, because it's been a while since I've been here, but I'm going to get my juices flowing,
uh-huh.
You know, and all that good stuff.
I mean, the Warriors just won, and Lim's from the Bay. I am
from NorCal. Yeah. Shout out to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Win it!
Yeah, boy!
So that's what I'm on, too. So, you know, and I'm sipping this good H2O.
H2O.
It's lit.
That's sparkling over here.
Right. But you know, it's your boy Lim Gonzalez. You can always find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Of course, I got my goons with me. You know how we do.
Yeah.
I got my girl over here, you know, who was moving and shaking earlier and wouldn't turn up my sound.
Right.
You know, I
Miss,
try.
Trinita Trizzy.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinay. Holla at me one time. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinay.
Yeah. And, of course, Anchor in the Leg, you know how he does. Be Your Own Dad Extraordinaire.
Yo.
Brought in the gummy bears, which I need you to pass over here.
Slide to the right.
Yeah. Jimmy D.
Take one this time. What's going on? It's your boy Jimmy B, man. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. I just dropped a sketch today. Go check it out.
Ooh.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
These are like serious special gummy bears. They have like
They got like juices inside of them.
Juices and
you're
berries.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, right. It's like we are on point today with the puns, huh?
Right. All right, I'm gonna get with it.
Okay.
All right, so I want to first start off by saying I'm super excited. Of course, I wasn't here last week. You guys held it down.
Yeah.
But when I was watching the episode last week, and I was like, you know, went to Jamaica. I was like, yo. They went to a resort I went to last year.
Really?
Yes.
You remember when you were talking about that? Wait, so was secret. That the actual place, though?
That was a place.
Oh, okay.
That was a place. Some of the stuff I didn't recognize, but, you know, they got it. They're probably off in the corner. But, like, the room, I recognized when they first drove up in the thing.
Right.
Even when they got the little drinks when, what was it, Kirk and Rashida, they got their drink. I swore I saw a boy. I saw him. His name is, I think it's Rashid. I don't know. But no, I was like, yo, they have the secrets. I was just there for my boys with each other, my boy Reese, who got married there in November. So I was like, yo, they're at the same spot. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's
so crazy. They actually did go then. Okay.
They did.
They weren't in a stage on a studio lot or something.
No, they weren't in a studio lot.
Okay.
Like I said, some of the joints, and even where they had the, where, who was it, Dropping It Low, your girl. Carly Rae was dropping a row.
On top of the what?
Right.
What was that song? On top of the sheet?
On top of the sheet.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
On top of the cover? I don't know.
But I remember going to that spot as well. I think it's that spot because it was like the wooden planks. I remember the wooden joints.
Oh, it's like
the bottom
stage?
Of the floor. Yeah, well, it's like a on a almost like a pier because it said Pier 1.
Okay.
So there's like a pier in the back. So it's like you walk up. And then, like, there's, like, the dancing, and there's, like, a bar in the middle, and then you literally, there's a pier. But it's scary. Because, like, when I was walking around, I was like, let me just take a stroll. And you just walk, and it turns hood, like, right away. But it's still the club. So I'm like, how does it get hood when you're still at the club? Like, yeah. You go on the pier, and it's, like, crackheads. And
you know,
like,
what? People,
it was, like, it was weird.
It is
weird.
Ironic that you say that, because someone told me, if you go to Jamaica, stay at the resort or wherever you stay.
Cause oh, yeah.
Once you step outside them guidelines,
yeah.
It gets real.
Oh, it gets super real. It gets super
Shottas.
Real.
Shottas, I'm talking about.
Can we pull up a chat?
Yeah, of course, we get the chat room
to
get our VIPs up in here.
But anyway, so yes, they were there. They were there, which was cool. So we start off the episode speaking of the club. They were at Pier 1 Club. And Jock shows up, you know, out of spot. I feel Jock is super petty. Like, he gets the petty award for sure.
Yes.
Not only this episode, but this season. I feel like he's super, super petty. Like, metal.
All the time.
Really. More than Carly?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, petty they're award, going back so- at each. Each other though, so.
Exactly, but I'm like, dude, you a man. Why are you doing this?
You ain't gotta stoop that low.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like not love.
I think it's no you know what it, I'm telling you, man. That little nasty like, S-curl that he keeps keeping in his hair. Like, I'm just like, bruh, Frankie Lyman, stop. Like, I think that's what's messing up his brain.
The R&B.
Yeah, exactly. Shoo, boo, 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 boo. Anyway, so he shows up with Treasure Without an A and to get back at Carly. And so they show that, and she's mad. Carly Rae is mad. She's like, why you gotta ruin our trip?
As soon as he stepped in.
Right.
That this man just swam across the ocean. Right.
The swam just to see me.
She is so extra.
She flatters herself so much.
Stupid. Yeah, for real. For real. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's an infiltration of all the guys. So first, Jock shows up to, you know, try to put Spike. Then we see Walker come out on stage.
Right.
Doing his single. And then, you know.
I knew my man had a performance. I didn't know it was in Jamaica. Yeah, the same exact place I'm staying at.
But it looked like he was on stage for 2 minutes. Like, all right, y'all. Whatever.
Anybody see him do his own ad-libs, though?
Yeah.
Walker, bow, 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 bow. Everyone's just sitting down. Bow, bow, stand up, bow.
He's like, I need a grand entrance. Yeah. I'm going to come in with my new single.
Right.
Downloaded on
Big,
iTunes.
What's it called? Big
something.
Big dog, something like that.
Big
but
something.
Yeah. I remember when it first dropped, it was a diss to a Gucci Mane.
Oh, what?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Well, interesting.
Gucci Mane's about to, you know.
Yeah. Man, Gucci's on a whole. Sadly to say, Gucci's on a whole another level. It's not even sad to say. It's just facts.
Yeah.
Facts. The most obnoxious thing that Walker's done and the most romantic thing.
All in one.
Yeah.
I feel like it was really like, you know, I mentioned in the opening about the whole love in the air, but it was really a contrast too, because it was this love, but then it was also just it was like the ratchet was wrapped up like in chocolate. Like, like for real, because it was like all this stuff, like the guys are trying to, you know, my favorite was when, because, you know, all the guys are showing up, right? And so, you know, it's like, you know, you about to get in a, you know, somebody got here to talk to you. And it's like, and then it pans over, and then Carly Rae's like, over there. And he's just over there, like,
whoa. Looking like the scrub that he is.
Like, he looked like, I don't know what he was doing. He looked like a raisinette, like, just over there, just, okay.
Yeah, I brought a hat.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm about to talk to you. Like, it was just... I don't know, man. Anyway.
I want to talk.
So, Rashida is not having it.
Not having it.
And I feel like Rashida is like... I feel like she's... Of all the women, I feel like she's the realest. Like, she's the one that... I mean, obviously, you know, there's controversy with what's going on and, you know, stuff in the blogs about, you know, this, that, and the other. But I think, bottom line, I feel like she's real. I feel like, and she doesn't like to take the mess because she walked out a couple of times.
Hold on, ma'am. I gotta stop you.
You gotta stop me.
How real are we talking? Like, she's her acting's real. Because storyline wise, we all know what this madness is.
Right. Well, that's fake. Well, okay. So listen.
So like, if she's so, is her acting so real that you actually believe it?
Maybe. Okay, so let's address it. Let's address it. Mm-hmm. I remember sending you guys a link that I saw, came across.
Right. Didn't we get that link from you?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I sent it over.
Lem, the hardest working panelist here. Yeah, but okay, yeah.
I remember sending it over to you because I ran across it. And so, and you see this, and I mean, a lot with, you know, these type of reality shows because, you know, things get out of hand because people realize the more you're on TV, the more money you can make, the more your status grows and all this kind of stuff, your brand increases.
That's right.
So ran across this thing where there was basically Rashida and Kurt had kind of developed this fake storyline about this whole baby to basically keep themselves in. And a lot of the other players that was involved was also like kind of put in the mix. So
that's sick.
It is.
A baby into the mix.
A baby into the mix.
A baby that is just going to be just like on the TV show.
Right.
She's going to look, or he's going to look back and be like,
Cannon.
Wow.
Y'all did this to me.
Right. Needed a check and this is what they did.
They might have to raise him in like England or something. London or something.
I don't think any.
I remember Eminem, he chose to raise his daughter, Haley, across seas just because everything that he went through in America, he tried to keep her away from
keep her
it.
Away from?
So he's like, I'm going to raise you over here.
Interesting.
So, yeah, this
that's crazy because, but anywho, but I could imagine them in bed together, like, you know, they said they have several businesses together.
Right.
So they were like, all right, Mona said that we're going to get scratched off.
Right. So we got to think of a new
one.
All right, now let's go, Kurt. Come on. Work that, Adam's apple. Let's go. Think of something now. Come on.
Brain we need store. These chips. No, hey, that's not going to work.
Yeah, hey, get a fourth earring. put that in there and see. Hey. I guess, okay, so then, I mean, you point that out because I was the one that sent that to you. Maybe it's her acting that's the realest to me because I want to believe her because I feel like everyone else, and maybe she's the smartest ever because this is how I look at it. I think this is what it is. I'm going to say it right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think, is doing extra, right? For the cameras. I don't think in real life these people would be as flamboyant or as petty or as ratchet or whatever as they are on the show. That's what I believe. When the cameras aren't rolling, I don't think that that's them all the way.
Right.
That being said, I guess my deal is because of what we know about these shows, I feel like Rashida is the best at what she's doing or the best at promoting her character.
Well, which is actually good because if you see, she tries to stay away from all the messiness as much as it can.
Exactly.
She shows up to do her little storyline.
Sure.
And that's about it.
That's it.
And maybe that's what I get. Like when she cried and was doing all, I mean, I was like, okay.
Right.
And I guess maybe it's a situation because when you watch a movie, right, a movie can move you. Now these are actors.
Well, she was on Rosewood. Remember that? Remember they missed
She was?
Little Scrappy's court date.
She was on
Rosewood. She had to go on set. So she's been getting her acting.
She got that sad card coming.
And he's watching, hey man, VH1 hooking it up. What?
So maybe that's what it is. I think what it is with, I guess her character will say that. I like the way she stays away drama. That's, I guess, what I'm getting at, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She, whatever she's doing in her character, I like how she's playing the role as opposed to getting in all the business and da-da-da-da. She's kind of take care of herself. There we go. So going back, she's out. So Kirk's kind of left high and dry, you know, doing his thing. And then it shoots on over to Jocelyn, and she has her moment of reflection because she's holding Bonnie. This is the first time I think we've seen Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Bella looking like Stevie J. Jr. put that little poof up there. And so she's reflecting on her life before, you know, you could tell that motherhood is affecting her. It's having a good effect on her.
Right.
You know, she feels like there's purpose, which I feel like a lot of mothers go through when they have a child for the first time. But she's kind of reflecting on when she had the abortion before with Stevie.
Pregnito.
Right.
No moro.
It's like, we got videos to shoot. We got, and she's just like, but you know. And then the second, I'm keeping this baby. You know, it's like,
I'm keeping this one now.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What you guys
do what I gotta do.
What do you guys think about Jocelyn's transition now into motherhood from what we've seen in the past from her?
I think it's nothing but good.
It's nothing new, honestly. Yeah,
I mean, she's saying she's changing, but she's acting the same way.
She ain't changed.
Until actions match your words, I'm going to go off your actions.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's good that she does have a kid and she's maturing in that aspect.
Right.
So she's probably going to be more level-headed. Like, she's going to have make better career choices. Mm-hmm. But her attitude isn't going... She's always going to be the fiery, spicy, hot...
That's
going
to be
knock her. Knock 'em and chuck 'em.
Regardless of kids or
regardless
not.
Regardless of not. Yeah. Kid, okay. She might have the... We see that she cursed.
Hold on, hold on. Let me slap the shit out of you. Wait. Mama, baby, here. Come here. Baby. Right here.
Baby. She's in the baby chair. Right.
And the body fell. Mm-hmm. Already blinged out. Hilarious.
No, swagging out here. She cursed. Right. She said a curse word in front of the child in the park.
Yeah, I don't think that... Yeah, that's not going to change. That's not going to change. She may not, like, get... Like the fisticuffs up, I think she might be on that, like off of that. Mm-hmm. But definitely, she's not going to change her mouth. She's not going to change her tune, like all of that. Nothing is that
going to
change.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that that's going to be a factor. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, now that we see her, it's all about Bonnie Bella. It's all about the situation. We did see later that she met up with someone that we hadn't seen in a while.
Lovely Mimi, because she Mimi. Has nothing to do with this show.
Exactly.
You're right.
So
besides
somehow,
having like 1.5 million and they're like, okay,
right,
promote our show, we'll give you some time.
Exactly. So she's back on the show for a hot second. I love how Jocelyn is giving her advice. you know, you're new to this town.
You just got to ATL,
yeah,
okay?
You might want to, you know, and I love how whatever, I think it was editing, and she was just like, oh, okay. Like, you have told me. I now know.
She looked scared, right?
Yeah.
It did make her look scared.
I think that was definitely editing. I don't think that was her true reaction, but, you know. But, you know, she was. And lovely Mimi, she's messy. I mean, just like a lot of them, she was kind of bringing up stuff. And
wanted to be the new Carly Red. Wanted, just like what's her name?
Right,
saying,
right. Because, but, they know.
But, I mean, Jocelyn technically threatened her. I feel like she did. Like, it was just kind of like, well, you know, you want to keep running your chops.
Mm-hmm. Something going to happen to you. So I can say she definitely checked it.
She definitely checked it.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
That definitely happened.
But it was uncalled for her to even speak about that, where the kids are. You know, we're at the park with the kids.
Which shows a baby don't change nothing. Right? If Jocelyn going to check somebody, she going to check you.
Can we give a shout out to the Cheetos that she was feeling about?
Bonnie loves these.
That baby is 2 months old. I'm not a mother, but I don't think
you're supposed to be feeding them
like Cheetos.
Some full grown
Cheetos. Food. Like, that's like breastfeed like age still. Like, you don't
she's not even at the applesauce.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's full on Cheetos. The baby's like, mama, what are you doing? What are you doing, mom? I'm bugging out. So much sodium.
But it wasn't called for her to be like, so what's up with that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like she kind of almost was getting information from her.
Right.
Then she tried to say, oh, I wanted to see if I could hook them up to be friends again.
Right.
Like, why is everybody Captain Save a Friend? Like,
I don't know.
You know?
That's a recurring theme also with this season, is that everyone's like, oh, I want to put this together. And with Mimi and the girl I don't like.
Yeah. Melissa.
Melissa, who was like...
Who does nothing.
Right. Nothing but show up and like... Guys, stop what you're doing. Let's come and feel so good. Yes, come together. All right, now I'm out.
Yeah,
she goes off to the another group. Like, stop it. But, I mean, she was, you know, talking out of her head, discussing Tommy. Jocelyn took it as like, oh, this is supposed to be bonding time and you want to start mess. Mm. So then the checking ensued.
Yep.
And then, you know, that was it. So that's all we saw with them. We did see some more of Jasmine because, of course, this follows along with the theme with Kirk and Rashida.
I'm in love with she promised, she moaned, she moaned, she cried.
And shout out to VH1 on the new scene. I don't think we've ever seen a stripper getting dressed, so I think new in the collection of scenes that they've done. You know, so
well,
they have worked so good, you know.
I got my coins, you know, the easiest way that I know.
I'm like, come on, man. Stop it.
And as she's walking out the club,
right,
they got dude in the corner like, Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, your mom.
This stalker always stalks me like you didn't know he was going to be there.
And places.
Yeah, right. 3, 2, 1.
But yeah, I knew they dated in high school. I called that. Remember I called that?
You called that last week?
You know, they just...
When he was introduced, Logan.
Logan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's clearly couch surfing at the moment.
Yes.
Clearly.
What is your take? Because, you know, of course she came back to her crew, right? Rod, her boyfriend, we're going to... Big quotes.
Right.
I think just more like business partner. And the other girl who also is
down with the team.
Exactly. So she goes back to her crew. She goes back to her crew and you know, speaks of the situation. Of course, Rod, that guy cannot be your Uncle Rod with the dark and lovely beard.
Looking for that sponsorship.
All right. I forbid it. It's not gonna happen. Like, and I love how like I always show hold the baby, like, stop holding
right,
the baby.
Like, you are not daddy
Father daycare.
Of the year.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this don't make no sense at all. Like, this is not baby in here. This is crazy. Like, dude, stop it. Like, stop it. So yeah, they go back, but I think it's funny because, you know, I guess my question to you all is, do you feel, knowing how, you know, a little bit of what this kind of situation all is coming together, do you think that Logan is like a plant? Or do you think that Logan is maybe saw an opportunity? Because remember, we first saw him, he came to Rashida last episode.
Understood.
And was like, I could be the father. And, you know, came with the name and had a death certificate. I don't know who cares about a death certificate.
Thank you.
But that was kind of, okay. But had, you know, receipts of, you know, that he might be the father. Do you think it was something that, like, add to the storyline? Do you think he's really, like, thinking that he's the father?
He's an opportunity.
He's an opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they were like, hey, do you guys know anybody we can add in here to kind of, you know,
spice up the story?
Mix up things.
Well, we do have a kid down the block who saves.
Matter of fact, I just got some weed off of him. You want me to ask if he can hop on the show?
Your name's Logan. Okay, cool.
Sign the confidentiality form.
Which, too, Logan got smacked the shit out of what's her name? Jasmine. Got him with a good hook
right when she was in the van, and then the security came. She's like,
which, too, I don't know if you guys see, she got real quiet when Logan was trying to, you know,
right,
get at her.
Yes.
Security comes out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah, back up. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Stop,
I didn't
notice that, man.
No, I didn't notice that. I did notice that. Absolutely.
But it was funny because Rod, he totally agreed that she was a hoe. And she was like, I'm this hoe. And Rod's like,
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, but you're right. Actually, I was going to tell you that this morning before you left, but, you know, decided someone else told you, so I'll just have to agree with them. It was just, I don't know. I mean, it could be an add to the storyline. I mean, obviously, I feel like as we're getting closer to the season closing, they want to kind of come with this, you know, this finale.
Yeah.
And the finale is like, who's the baby daddy?
Right.
I feel like that's going to be it. And we'll find out like the last episode.
On the next episode of Who is Jasmine?
They need Maury on this show.
Right, exactly.
Kiana is.
So, yeah, I think that's what they're kind of leaning towards. And they're kind of maybe building or editing or however they're doing with the episodes to make it that the culmination. I really want to get to this white party, which was crazy. So we're back in Jamaica, and we see that everyone is at this white party, right? Because the guys crashed the women's thing.
Right.
And so Treasure, without an A, she brings up Kiana to everybody. And Kiana is the woman, the other woman in the circle of trust, right? And so she's like, yeah, you know, da-da-da-da. And basically... it's terrible timing. It's uncalled for. And it's just, I mean, it's just bad. But I feel like that's what they wanted. Why else would she be there? Why else would they buy her a ticket to Jamaica to be like, hey, you need to go over there and stir up some stuff? And that's what I feel she was doing. And so she clearly does that. And my thing is, and this is my quotable of the day, I love how, you know, they're like, what are you doing? Why are you bringing this up? And then it's all about women empowerment. Like, Like what?
Everybody knows I'm Jock Kristen. And right. I'm speaking out for other side chicks.
Right.
She became the side chick's spokesmodel.
She was like the side chick ambassador. Yes. Like, and I'm like, she needed a sash. And I was just like, what are you, like, this is terrible. Like, this is terrible. And they straight called her out. They're like, wait, you were doing this, and weren't you?
Everybody called her out, too. That's the funny thing.
Talking about being with a married woman and da-da-da. And it was just really, she stepped in it. Like, bad. Was like,
no.
No, what are you doing?
Don't,
no.
No. Pineapple.
Because it was
pineapple.
Yeah.
Because it was really just like off level.
It had nothing to do with anything.
Goodbye.
Random, yes.
It was very random, very off-putting, like all of that, all of the above.
And then once again, too, it's not even her business to talk about it. So
she's not even dressed like everybody else.
Thank you.
She got a black dress.
She had a black dress on at an all white party.
She didn't get the memo. Remember, we said she didn't get the group.
She wasn't invited.
Man, they had to plan that or sign. I don't know.
No, she was not invited. Remember, this is Jock, you know, throwing spite, you know, in Carly Red's way.
Jock even had white on, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Everybody had white, besides her.
Right.
Exactly. What happened with her?
She's, well, you know.
I ain't got no life, so I'm going to be all ball out,
and then I'm going to talk crazy. So as a result of her talking
crazy.
Shout
out to Khalil Boo Boo in the building, in the chat room.
What up, Khalil?
I just had to shout you out one time. My fault.
So it's all good. So this is where it gets crazy. Rashida. Is not having it again.
Mm-hmm. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm a walk off.
This is my cue. This is my exit. I'm going to take my drink. And
I don't know what y'all doing over here, but like, I ain't going to be here.
And so basically you see the some of the other girls like, no, you don't need to walk out on this. Like, this is our function. You know, get her out of there. So out of the corner, peripheral, you can see dying, seizing her opportunity, and went leopard style.
Yeah.
And pounced on her and snatched her, like, her real wig, like, not just her hair, like, her wig.
Her $20
wig. $20 wig, and, like, her head went all the way back, and they just started going at it, and, like, security came. And I was like, wow.
She's like, $20 wig and airport flip-flops.
Yes, and I was like, wait, what are flip-flops? Because I've never heard that term.
She's like, this is an all-white party. You dress like you at a funeral. Well, I'm going to go get some butter for my lobster.
I know, right?
Right, right.
I'll be gone.
But it was crazy because I feel like it was like, you know, it happened and everybody was like, whoa. And then it was like, all right, I'm hungry.
Right. Like, everyone was just shocked up. And they were okay, right. Good. Yeah.
Get out of here. So Jock, you know, escorts her out. And, you know, you got to pick a side.
Like, pick a side, Jock.
Like, right.
Pick a side.
And his thing was like, well, you know, I got to be like, he's gentlemanly.
What would you have done? You gonna let the girl walk away with her weave all dragged out?
First of all, I'm not gonna put myself in that situation ever. But obviously, that's his guest, so to speak. So he's got to cater to his guest.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and I don't think anybody was mad at him doing that. I think it was just more the situation, like, why did you bring her in the first place? Like, you're our people's. Why would you bring somebody that's obviously not down for us? And I think that was more of the situation.
And didn't even know the full-blown story of that. She's like, Kiana and the baby mama. They're like, what?
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
You don't even have the facts.
At all. At all.
Checked off correctly.
Right. He does go back and talks to her in the room. And he's just kind of, you know, scolding her. Like, I don't know why they don't like me. And your mouth? Or the things that come out of it?
You got to understand. or he said something funny. Oh, man. Wish I copied it down, but he was like, child, you gotta understand. And I was dying.
He's like, I just try to tell these girls the real. They fake.
Right. I'm too real for them.
He being messy, though. Like,
I was like, why are you trying to call somebody fake? First of all, you had a $20 wig on. So you can't call somebody fake and you got the wig jumping off.
Hey, literally, it was a last minute trip.
Yeah, she had to get it together.
last minute.
Right. So. But I she's trying to like justify her actions. Like, oh yeah, they keep Ken right now, and then afterwards they're gonna be like fighting and
on social media and stuff. Yeah. And everything good off of it.
And I'm all about the real and da 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 da. And he's like, man, no. And she's like, I'm just gonna go. Well, go home.
She like, started crying.
Yeah. Like, you don't support me, and like, and my thing is like, what is her real title? Because first of all, she was an intern.
We don't
then
know.
Then she's the assistant. Like, and then I'm like, okay. Then you bring her with you, like she's your date.
Right.
Like she's somebody you know kicking it with like that.
Right.
It was confusing because it was confusing. She's crying. She's all like, "You bring me around your ex," and yes. Then like it's like, no, I just brought you on the trip. Know right. your place. He told her she needs to know her place.
Right,
and she
right.
she doesn't know. Her place.
So
could have had some lobster with right. everybody.
She could have. She would have just, you know, kept it cool, but she didn't. And I feel like that's the case. I mean, that's like 101. You know, you going into a situation where you probably aren't well liked. If you right. start popping off, it's going to be bad all the way around. It's never going to be a good situation.
But Treasure, she always like feels like she needs to be an advocate for somebody. She said she needed to be looking out for mm-hmm. The whole Jock's baby mama.
Right.
Now she feels like she needs to be voicing upon something that Kiana told her at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
wasn't she
believe
against,
everything
wasn't,
you hear.
When we first introduced her, wasn't she going in on Tommy? Who was it that she was going in on when we first saw her at the club?
She was going in on Tommy.
It was going on Tommy. Okay, that's right.
And then she had the nerve to, you know, be talking about Tommy has, like, you know, a record and everything mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
But at least
right.
Tommy's not out here, you know, speaking on things that she knows nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And I think Jock, I think his plan, let's just say his plan backfired. You know, I think he was trying to, which again, he was trying to be petty and, you know, bring something in the mix. But at the end of the day, it was a bad move. And I think he was like, all right, you know, these are my peoples for real. You just being doing too much, so whatever. And so she said, I'm going to leave. And so he's like, all right, out. So then he goes back with the crew on the boat. Like, and we don't even see her ever anymore. And so they do go out on a boat that Carly Rae put together. And then we see Dime's boy, Sean,
mm-hmm.
roll up and like...
roll up on a little boat or something. Right. I don't know. I think he was just like... hiding underneath the whole time. Nobody checked.
Backstage.
Everybody just stayed on top of the boat.
But I was just like, where did Jock get these random females? He's like, well, Treasure's out, so hey, you over there, we got a free boat.
We got
free booze. Bring it.
But he didn't have another woman on the boat with him.
He had brought those random females.
Like, did he bring some?
You didn't see him with like these random chicks?
I didn't know. I thought they were part of the crew. No,
he was like...
He did.
Can't be mad at him.
Yeah, he had like two or three random chicks with him that he rolls up with, looking like somebody's greasy uncle.
I did see the colors on him. It was like white, yellow, green. I think he was trying to be Jamaican.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he had the socks.
The socks. I saw the socks.
Yeah, with the Jamaican
colors.
Those
socks belong on a golf course. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was Jock is a mess. I'm sorry. He's just a mess.
Jock's hilarious.
He's a mess.
He definitely keeps the series going along.
Yeah. He's always doing something that is just like, really, dude, serious. Yeah, he's just become a caricature of himself, I feel like, in this whole series. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they do go on this boat. Sean does come up to surprise Dime, which I like the whole, like, I was never really a fan of Dime, you know, in this whole series. I felt like she was just, again, another, like, addition. She didn't really connect it to anyone. And she just kind of felt her way. You know, they tried to put Jocelyn against her. And then when that fizzled, there was really nothing else. So she just kind of built up. She was kind of like what Melissa was, but just like she wasn't trying to bring peace. She was just there, just, you know, doing whatever. And so seeing her now with Sean and like how he came to surprise her and she was legit, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like, where my man at? Oh, he's here, you know, mm-hmm. he's here. Mm-hmm. And so another quotable from Carly, she got called out quick. She was like, oh my gosh, I cried. And Jock was like, where are you crying? Where are you crying? And she said, I was crying on the inside. She said, my heart was crying. My heart was crying. Carly, you're so terrible. That's so terrible. My heart was crying.
Right.
Anyway, so then after the boat situation, they end up having a listening party for Tammy, who, as we saw last episode.
Excuse me. Compound
word. Excuse me. It's this water. Yeah, so last episode, we saw her, you know, she had showed Waka, you know, her singing abilities. And,
right.
And, you know, she wants to get into some music or whatnot. And so he was really surprised. So she had a listening party there, and they were playing her song. And everybody seemed to be, you know, vibing with it. And then we see Sean break out, this ring.
And, raindrop?
Right.
Drop top?
Your grandma thing?
Right. Now, see, this is what I was trying to... She did say that though.
You talking about your grandma saying that was cute. It was like the accent, like the. It was
you
like
can tell they both from the country.
The girl next door,
right? They like, both from the country.
They've been knowing each other since he was her mom. I mean, her grandma or mom was his teacher.
Yeah, his teacher. Yeah.
Right. So it was kind of like that's your grandma thing. That crazy.
No,
are we actually doing it?
Yeah.
No, I'm engaged.
This is my grandma thing.
I got the grandma thing.
My gosh. Oh man. No, it was one of those moments, like we don't get too many of them, but I thought it was a genuine, cool moment between them two. And it wasn't like to me, like obviously it was on camera or whatever, but it's not like this is a hookup. Like, it was not Color Red hookup where, right. You know, she got the red and they proposed and she passed out or something. Like,
it was genuine.
It was like, it was real deal. Right. They've known each other, even though they, you know, they said off and on been together, but they've known each other for years and got that connection from back home, you know? So I felt like it was a cool thing to do. And she was, you know, crying and, you know, I felt like those were real
tears. He's like, I crashed my $500,000 car.
Right, and I wasn't even thinking about the car. I was making sure my baby was, you straight?
Yo, I'm going to use that, though. Because you feel like, because he was like, that was the moment he knew he was in love with her. When he crashed the car and didn't worry about the car.
I don't care about the car. Is my baby good?
Is my baby good? Yeah. Then I knew I had to put a ring on it.
Nah, but I definitely think it was a good look for Dime, just to go off of what you were saying, just to show that side of her. Because up until that part, all we saw was either her arguing or or fighting or going on dates with young Jock or something.
Press on nails.
Right.
Now we see the real deal.
So now we see... You know, her in a place where everybody can relate to, you know?
Right, exactly. We do end it with Jock apologizing.
Well, he said, I ain't gonna apologize, but you gonna get this.
That was in the boat. That was actually,
I was dying. He was like,
I did miss it. My thing was, I did not expect that. Because that's going back to when they were on the boat.
Yeah.
And they were finishing up on the boat. And he was just like, and I thought he was going to be like, you know, I want to be with you. You know, and he's like, yo, girl, I'm going to give you this deal tonight.
And everybody was like, Walker Spence was like,
I love how, like, when it went back to her when they were at the lizard party, and she was just like, so he didn't give me the D.
I gotta confirm. Hold on one second. He didn't get the D, and I still didn't get my apology.
Right. Still didn't get my apology. But he does apologize at the end of that, and I don't know. I don't know how real that was.
Just trying to
Get
it in with her.
Get in good graces.
I don't feel like that apology was genuine.
I think he just, What was that? That was terrible,
like a crow.
That was, sound like a dead cat. That was terrible, dog. Anyway, he apologizes, whatever. I think it was just a nice tuck to the end of the episode. I think they'll be bickering the next day. I think it's whatever. I feel like they both are, you know, a situation where they don't really want each other. You know, they want to get from what they can get from each other, if that makes sense. So anyway, but it was a nice gesture nonetheless. So that was our episode. They're going to be in Jamaica again. So they're extending this whole Jamaica thing. And then we see, you know, some issues coming up later, kind of back home. I'm interested to see, because my thing is, I'm looking at this whole Carly Red and Caesar thing, right? Caesar, Black Ink, those of you that watch VH1, Black Ink, you know Caesar. He's one of the cast members there. I love how she says he owns a lot of tattoo shops. You know, tattoo shop owner. Like, putting extras on it. You know, like, just say Caesar from Black King. That's all you need to say.
Just zero.
Caesar from Black King. That's all you got to do. But we do see in the next, in the previews that, you know, she, it comes back when she was at Jamaica and doing her Thug Thizzle dance with her ex, you know, and how he was, you know, being the laughing stock, like, look at your girl. First of all, I'm thinking, like, okay, you with Carly Rae, so
what are you expecting?
like for real, like,
good point.
So anyway, but I'm just interested to see, like, you know, where is this going? Is this going to be like just for the show, like, and then when the show's over, they're over, you know? Right. I haven't seen anything as far as, and maybe anybody on the live chat can chime in, but anything like that's going on in real time, you know, in the blogs or, you know, social media, anything like that.
As far as I'm concerned, they are still together.
They are?
Okay. Yeah, so.
Okay. So, interesting how that, like, kind of develops and continues, but yeah. Anything else y'all got to say?
One of the kids is going to try and mollywop Jocelyn next week.
Oh yes. Stevie J's daughter.
Yes.
You ain't going to fight your stepmom. She's like, oh, I won't?
He's like, you can't beat me up, little girl. Yes, I can.
You could tell that there's definitely some resentment there, for sure. Because even when they had, I feel like that's real. Like, when he was talking to her and, like, yeah, you know, Bonnie Bella and, you know, Jocelyn. He's like, no, we don't want her. We don't want her around her here at all.
Nobody wants her around. Yeah.
And then Mimi. Yeah, Mimi. He's talking about
going to take it to the courts.
Well, she
take
was
it to the courts on the brother. Come on, man.
She was firm. She said from day one, do not bring her around. And she was, and you know, Stevie's like, oh, come on. You know, he's trying to always try to get in where he can fit in.
I'm the bad bitch.
Come on, it's Bonnie Bella. Come on, you know. Yeah. And Mimi is like not letting up. Like,
no, she's not letting up.
Mm-mm. She's like, I do not want her around my daughter. You bring her around my daughter, it's going
to
be.
Don't rock with this bitch. Shout out to Khalil because he does an impersonation so good. I don't rock with her. Mr. Khalil.
For real. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but we got a few more episodes before it gets into the finale.
Empanada, yeah. And Carly Red pop off.
Empanada.
Oh yeah, so
Carly Red, Estelita.
Oh, Estelita.
Yeah, the new empanada. Yeah, the new signed talents.
Right.
Carly Red, and then Carly Red ends up with.
Oh, that's what she throws
some
the
drinks
platter.
On her.
She throws like.
She's like, why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Because I don't. Bad reason.
She is. But Carly Rae is good for that, though. Like, what was the other one she
because
said?
Because I can, right?
Yeah. Because I can. Like, it's like, Carly Rae, come on. You got to work your lines. You got to come up with something better. Like,
getting a bit too old to be throwing drinks.
Yeah. She was throwing, she threw like a cheese platter or something. Like,
right.
Anyway, yeah. So she gets, well, it's preview, so they don't give you everything. But I was just trying to figure out why she upset at her. Like, what's she got to do with anything?
I think Estelita was like, yes, I am his new talent, and why are you so concerned or something?
Oh, checking her or whatever. Yeah. Got it.
And don't forget, Estelita got some spice to her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. We've already seen.
She's not afraid to clap back.
She's already disclosed that.
Right.
She has shown her that side. So, for sure, if she's talking to her, I'm sure it's going to come out. Most definitely. Let's get into quotables. But we want the the other music for the quotables. So we want news and gossip music, please, sir. What? Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right.
Well, I have one. Has she been elected president of the Mistress Gang?
That was a good one.
That was good.
Mine was Young Jocks. I believe it was. Girl, you gotta understand.
It sounded like
the way he said
like
it was
sheep,
so
like
funny. Yeah.
Back. Well, I gave two during my thing, but of the two, I feel like the woman empowerment thing was funny because I'm like, you cannot try to spin this. It's like, it's woman empowerment. Like, I'm just trying to, you know.
You know what? That's like what Amber Rose is trying to do now. You know how she broke the internet?
Yes.
Oh,
you see the pic? With the fur, yeah. Everyone's saying she's doing it because she wants to get her name out there more.
To be a feminist.
And then she's saying she's doing it to promote her slut walk, which is coming up again.
Right.
Got it.
And she was like, hashtag women's rights or something.
So, where, I mean, as a woman, where do you stand with that?
Yeah.
This whole Treasure thing with this whole... he took the vows. It's not the side chick's fault. Mm-hmm. You knew that he was married. So the moment that he's trying to slide in your DMs or trying to take you out to eat or whatever he's doing, drop it. You're married. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
We need more women. Get away.
Get away from me.
But that's real talk.
Mary.
Yeah. And absolutely. She tried to spin it as if she was the victim.
Mm-hmm. She did. Then,
just like Trizzy said, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Because it doesn't make any sense to me how, like, women think that he's going to leave his wife for you.
Right.
That's another one.
He's not.
Well, that's why you get shows like Real Side... What is it? Real Side
Real
Chicks?
Real Side Chicks. That's a show. I don't want to believe that that's real.
I believe it's... I saw an interview.
What's
like
it
it's
called?
Real coming. It's coming out. It's Real Side... I can't remember the city. Of Pittsburgh or something. I don't know. Like, that's not
where
right.
nothing happens.
Right. It's not that, but it is a show, and it's like I saw previews. I believe it's a real show coming. Like they had like at a real news, like a really radio show, and they were interviewing them, and it's Real Side Chicks, like
promoting
a real
the show,
yeah, like Real Housewives, but Real Side Chicks.
Is this where television is going?
I'm telling you, man. And what they're saying. When they were being interviewed, they were like, well, you know, it's both of our boyfriends. Because they're saying, like, he's with both of us. And so so they justify, you know, the whole situation. And, yeah, so it's a trip. Look it up.
I saw it, and yeah, I'm not here for it.
I only know one person who is succeeding at this, and that's D-Ray Davis. Mm-hmm. But I haven't checked into his situation.
Oh, his where he had the two girlfriends or whatever?
He's got two girlfriends and everything. So that's the only person that I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was that Drake line? What's his name from the Sixers? Lil Will? I got two girls like Lil Will.
Oh, he did have two girlfriends.
And
they were okay with it.
And they were good.
Or just be the Taz Angels. Whatever. Make it work.
He'd be having two girls at the same time, too.
Floyd? Well, when you're goddamn rich as a...
But the thing is, though, I don't think that anyone wants that situation. Like, I think...
Women these days?
You think?
I don't know what's going... I don't know who they looked up to. Must have been Marilyn Monroe or something. But they're comfortable...
Where did you go to How'd you get way over to Marilyn Monroe, dog?
But women these days are comfortable as in, I'm not even looking for a man, but I'm down to chill and have some fun. That's what they're looking for. So, when they end up in the... with the situation of... there's a guy and he's got girlfriend 1, 2, and 3. They're like, hey, let me join the crew. y'all think I'm playing? Hey,
it's
man.
It's
okay. Real out here in these streets.
Dang. All right.
Well, let you tell it.
Write a book, Jimmy.
Watch out now.
Write a book.
Well, he said it himself, Mr. Gummy Bear Man. that's what it is. But we do want to thank you for tuning in to our show. We got more Love and Hip Hop coming up in the following weeks. We're getting close to the finale, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do the whole reunion with the two episodes in July. So, yeah, so we got some more time with you. But, again, thanks for tuning in. You can catch me, Lem Gonzalez, always at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. You can also check my website, stayonthemic.com, and you will see more of what I'm doing. Trezay?
Stop. You can find me... You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Trizay. It's your boy Jimbo Lottie. Got more legs than he got body.
What?
Twitter and Instagram at be your own dad. Go check the blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. It's always popping. Yeah, guys.
There it is. Until next time, we'll see you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.